Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to the World Strikes Heritage Festival Music Festival here in San Diego, California. We're so excited. This is a new group. We're excited to be back with live music again. It's just awesome to hear these choirs and our bands and orchestras. It's been a wonderful season, and we appreciate you being here today. Before we begin, I would like to introduce the adjudicators today. To my far left, we have Dr. Phil Theodoro, music coordinator at Saddleback Valley Unified School District. In the middle, we have Dr. Wyatt Morton, director of choral activities, California Lutheran University. And to my right here, we have from Salt Lake City, Utah, Neil Hendrickson, Davis School District. He's now retired choir teacher. He's wonderful. Our next group from Queen Creek, Arizona, Castile High School Chorale, under the direction of Cami Klosak.
Much. We are really excited to be here. We're from Queen Creek, Arizona, and this is our first festival since 2019, and at that time, only one of these students was in that choir, so we are really happy to be performing again in person. I'd like to introduce our set. We have what we've been calling our sleep trilogy. We're going to start with Sleep by Eric Whitaker. Of course, after you've fallen asleep, you're going to dream. So we have Susan Lavar's The Dream Ship. And then we will awaken with Joseph Martin's The Awakening. A little bit about that piece if you're not familiar. It talks of a time when no birds sang, no steeples rang, no choirs sang to change the world. And we have all experienced a time where that was true, where we didn't have church bells ringing or choirs singing. And we have been able to come out of that stronger, and we're so excited to be able to perform for you today, especially that song, a song of triumph and of rejoicing. So we present to you our sleep trilogy.
Thank you. there's this underlying intensity that lives in this music and in these texts. And so that's an important part of this too, right? We can't express these ideas if we don't feel something ourselves. So congratulations. First of all, I need to know where Queen Creek is. Okay. I did my master's and doctorate at U of A in Tucson, so I don't think we're going to. I know. It's so difficult for us as adjudicators when groups are so well prepared and so well trained and perform so well, because there's really not a lot to be critical about, right? The comments that I made that I hope you'll hear are really just me reacting to hearing you for the first time and not trying to take away anything from the fantastic performance that you gave, but just to offer a few little ideas. So that's all that I'm gonna do. Because, right, tone. You have a beautiful tone. You have a beautiful, warm, rich, free, age-appropriate, resonant tone throughout the entire dynamic spectrum. You know, it's great. Intonation. It's perfect, right? That chord in Sleep that we always have with the E natural against the F. Right? The Eric Whitaker, famous Eric Whitaker chord. It's perfect. You guys do so many things. So well. So let's just experiment, and let me have you do a few things. And I just really just have a couple of little ideas that I want to share with you. How about a little bit of beginning of Sleep? this isn't the kind of music either that has a lot of rhythmic vitality that allows you to kind of move and let your bodies react to it, right? Part of this, what you feel is kind of releasing your bodies too from you know, just the what's required to do what you just did. So. All right, so relax a little bit now if you can. Bend your knees and yeah, shake it out. Let's just sing a little bit of the opening of Sleep. Singing the poetry, right? You found where the important syllables of each word are and how to stress them and how to release and not stress the unimportant. It's beautiful. And I love this artistic choice here too, because a lot of choirs intentionally sing this kind of non-espressivo, you know, just very dry and even, kind of trying to kind of depict this state before we fall asleep, you know. But I love that. It's about the poetry, and I love what you do with that. I have one little dramatic suggestion at the very end, and it really has to do with you. And she's a wonderful conductor. At the end, is there a way that you can conduct this last part of a piece where we can't see what you're doing? So there's no movement at all, sort of outside. Just because it keeps us guessing as to when it's going to end and what's happening, and that they're still singing and she's not moving. You know what I mean? You can just keep great moment, right, where it's, where you finally fall asleep, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Could we just do that at the ending? Could I just do with that? Maybe the last page and a half or somewhere where can we
just
get in there?
Just on the big chords, please.
Yeah, right after that. Yeah, that's great. I mean, really, I couldn't see any movement at all in there. And I would hold that even longer, but once the silence starts. I know we only have a couple of minutes. And just, first of all, this program, the Sleep Trilogy, and especially in light of what we've all been through the last couple of years, is just really, really fantastic. How about the beginning of the Dream Ship? Could we go at the bottom of page 5? Where we come in for the first time. Where's our cellist, by the way? Yeah, bravo. Explosive moments later on, I'd love to see you really find a true pianissimo. And you're the kind of group that can do it. A bigger choir like this can find that kind of symphonic choir pianissimo that smaller choirs can't do. So we're out of time. But that would be my one challenge to you is just that in all of this music, there are so many places, and you'll hear me say it on the recording, where I think you can be even softer and just find, it's like another gear of color, but it's that way, it's not going louder. And that will make what you're doing in the big moments even more effective by really finding that new color, that softer dynamic one. Congratulations on all of the hard work to make this possible, and bravo to your director and a couple